Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello. How's everyone? By the way, RJ, I meant to tell you, we probably should have made a drop at the end of the show yesterday when Michael was trying to do his sign-off and Bear just started barking for the last 5 seconds of the show. It was really tremendous.
Well, that's what happens when you put the dog in your lap, and then when he's not in the lap, he's going to bark.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. What happens is, there's people coming in the hallway because things are getting dropped off at people's doors instead of them.
Why don't you send him up to my house? Let him run free on the acreage.
Hey, Bear, do you want to run free on the acreage? He doesn't know what it means. He says, who talks like that? I don't want to live with anyone who uses the word acreage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off ENN tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes, 98.7 ESPN. RJ's on fire today, isn't he?
He's good. Let's say good evening to Don. Well, that sound might have been made by a lot of people who were in disbelief when they saw that former NBA champion and LeBron James rival, Paul Pierce, left LeBron out of his top five all-time NBA players. People responded strongly. They were disappointed. Here's Paul Pierce on NBA Countdown talking about LeBron not being a top five all-time player.
He went and put together a team in Miami.
I think there's a lot of
companies. He came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made. And we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument. You want to hear it again? Jordan.
Sure, let me know.
Kareem, Russell, and you know who the fourth one is? Magic.
Who's the fifth?
Now you know who's in my top five?
I'm not going to say nothing right now.
Kobe Bryant.
Come on.
That's my top five. That's where he loses me. I think LeBron's better than Kobe.
But the thing is, recently, in the last couple of years, it's like the argument just ended. And Kobe just got taken out of the argument with LeBron. I don't know that I think that's fair. I mean,
it just didn't end well for Kobe, I guess, with those bad seasons at the end.
Well, he was beat. After the Achilles, yeah. He was not the same guy. But you're talking about, I mean, he's got the rings. He's as Don would say, he's got the rings jingling and jangling in his pockets. How many finals losses does Kobe have? Two? He has the Celtics.
Celtic loss.
What's the other? Is there another loss? Anyone? Oh, he lost to the Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons.
They lost to the Pistons that year. That's a tough one. That's sort of the Miami Mavericks loss of Jace. I'm sorry, it is.
That's probably the last NBA team to win a championship, like as a team, right?
Right. It's the last team to win a championship with no good players.
But why are you if you're Paul Pierce, right?
I'm kidding.
Why are you holding LeBron getting the team together in Miami against him? So it makes him a great GM, makes him a great salesman.
Doesn't take away from his greatness. I hear the argument.
Okay, then how could
why doesn't he say he was on a terrible Cleveland team that he brought to the finals?
Oh, I agree.
When he was a youngster.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I would have LeBron in my top five. But I will say this: Kobe is the one that I could see why it's a tough argument, but it's not that tough an argument. Kobe is as good a scorer as LeBron, maybe a better defender than LeBron, or right there at the same level. Maybe I think slightly better. He's not as generous as LeBron. He didn't Kobe didn't will terrible teams to the finals like LeBron did. LeBron's dominance. I mean, LeBron's also just such a different guy altogether in that he wills his way to scoring whenever he wants to, it feels like.
Well, it's obviously championship heavy because that's how they do it in the NBA, right? So it sounds like what he's doing.
It's how they do it everywhere.
He's honoring the guys that did it all in one place. All right, Jordan did it all with Boston. He didn't go seek to go do it someplace else. Same thing with Kareem. Same thing with Magic. Same thing with Kobe. Same thing with Russell. So I guess he's criticizing, saying if he had stayed in Cleveland and didn't go rush to put together a super team in Miami, how many championships would he have and would he be in the conversation if he stayed in Cleveland and only won one title or didn't win any titles? What if he stayed in Cleveland and nobody went to go play with him and he never won a title?
Well, that is a great question, Don. Where would LeBron be if, I mean, well, let's be honest. If he goes to Miami and they win zero, if he goes to Miami and they don't win there, it changes his narrative completely. There's no doubt about that. They put the big three together, and they end up not winning two championships but win nothing. And does
he ever? What if Karl Malone? What if he stays in Cleveland, right, up until he went to the Lakers? Kind of like pulled a Karl Malone, like spends in Utah all the time and then tries to chase a ring at the end of his career.
Funny
how
you mentioned
that. Look at LeBron.
I saw someone on Twitter today saying, hey, since everyone's really into stats, and they threw up Karl Malone's stats next to LeBron's. It was very interesting.
Did you also see Karl Malone, ESPN dug up something from last year?
March? Really? Would you be interested in hearing it?
I'd love to, yeah.
Karl Malone asked what he thinks about when he hears the name Michael Jordan.
So when I say the name Michael Jordan, what comes to mind?
Michael Jordan.
Good.
Michael Jordan.
Well, what
What else I need to say? Thank you. Go ahead.
Talk to me about the Game 6 finals in Utah when he stole the ball.
Why do I have to? But I tell you this, I'm all man, and I accept the responsibility for not winning one, and we was there. We just happened to be playing the Chicago Bulls, which wasn't just Michael Jordan, by the way. And I have the utmost respect for Michael, but I never thought I was playing Michael Jordan. I was playing the Chicago Bulls. But everybody say this person was a bad man and all that. Well, yes, I give them respect. But I got a setup. I'm a man. And I was a bad son of a bitch too. So that's how I look at that. And that's who I am. Maybe in my older years, I can call it that bluntly. But I'm just calling it like I see it.
All right, can I say something to Peter?
It's from an E60 last February. Sure, there's a lot to say.
That made no sense. I don't even know what he's saying.
Well, no, it made perfect sense.
It made no sense. Now, I don't think he wanted to anoint Michael Jordan as any god, but the rest of the stuff was globbity-gook. I mean, what was he saying?
He said Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan, and he's a man. Yeah, both are true. Well, can you guys argue that? Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan.
But does it make a lot of sense? First of all, great job out of Jordan Ronan to get the interview.
By the way, well, Don, you know, let's end the show. You and I couldn't be more simpatico. Because I was going to say, will too much time have passed for me to say that guy sounded exact? Listen, RJ, play the beginning again. Tell me this isn't Jordan Ronan.
So when I say the name Michael Jordan, what comes to mind?
The only difference is, if it was Jordan Ronan, his question would have went on for another 45 seconds. But it sounds just like him.
And it's kind of the same line of thinking that Stockton had in The Last Dance. Like, we were going up against a super team. We were going up against the Bull. We couldn't look at it that way, like this is an unbeatable team. It sounded like the theme in that room was, don't get overcome by Jordan and the mystique of the Bulls. Just play your game.
Yeah, but that's all well and good. But Jordan won by himself. Game 6 was Jordan. He won the game. And he won the flu game or Pizzagate game. They could say, okay, he's just anybody. He won that series for them. We've got questions about the pizza.
I just love the fact he's not playing the reindeer games. Good for him. But I love Karl Malone.
By the way,
did you see the video of that, Don?
I need to tell you.
Looked like he came from the North Pole.
No, it looks like. What do you mean, the white beard?
The white beard. He's got the flannel. I mean, he's the last 3 years.
It looks like, because his face still looks very young. His skin looks young. But the beard is bright white. He's wearing a flannel shirt. He sounds more country. He's always sounded country. It's like he sounds even more country. It's like he dressed up as Hillbilly Jim for Halloween and never took the costume off. He just went, this is me from now on. It's incredible. The whole thing is bizarre. I just love the, I love the answer, though. When you think of Michael Jordan, when you hear Michael Jordan, what do you think of? Michael Jordan.
But
phenomenal.
But I think there's a there could be a lot of bitterness. Even if you acknowledge that Jordan is better than you, most people think of the six for six. And that's kind of unfair to a Karl Malone, right? It should Karl Malone be penalized because he never won a championship in Utah? Those were good teams, but unfortunately there was always a team that's better, but he still was a great player. If he happened to get drafted by another team, maybe it's a different story. But it probably bothers him that he's not even in the conversation because he's got no rings. Did he win one when he went to the Lakers?
No, that was one of the ones the Lakers lost. But Don, yeah. The fact that he didn't win, though, he was on a team that was good enough to win, and Michael Jordan stopped him from winning the two times he had a chance. Some people never even get to the finals. He got to the finals and couldn't win. And one of the losses was Jordan outthought him and stole the ball. I mean, but Carmelo Anthony can make that debate. You know, I never was on a good team. Okay. Karl Malone was on a great team and had a future Hall of Famer with him.
But you just mentioned, Peter, I don't even have the stats, but you were, I guess, trying to make the point that Malone's stats are very similar to LeBron's.
Yes. About 4,000 more points, slightly higher field goal percentage, more steals. I think slightly higher free throw percentage. I mean, it really reminds you of how damn good Karl Malone's stats are.
But I mean, we all know he has scoring stats. Does he? He doesn't get. He's not talked about really all that often.
Where was Karl Malone on that list? Like late teens?
I don't know. Maybe Andrew knows.
Andrew, take a look for us. I think Karl Malone was late teens, early 20s, something like that. But, you know, whenever I hear the name Karl Malone, you know what I think of?
Know what?
Karl Malone. That's why.
He didn't. I mean, I know you guys are just being argumentative. He didn't answer anything in that question. It didn't make sense. What do you think of when you hear the name Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan.
Maybe well, that is the answer.
No, this is somebody that didn't partake in the Last Dance.
So the only thing that I got out of it, he doesn't like Michael Jordan. Although he showed a lot of class going on the bus and congratulating.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
And I think that's important, right? But the whole I can really understand a group of great players of that era feeling like, boy, it's like Jordan, like he was so much better than everybody else. When you could probably make the case there were other guys that were at least in his vicinity, but they don't even get discussed because Jordan's six for six.
Well, guess what? A lot of people are not happy with Michael Jordan right now. Yeah. There is wreckage after the Last Dance. According to an ESPN radio host in Chicago, whose name I want to get, David Kaplan, he said Pippen is livid and, quote, so angry with how he was portrayed in the docuseries.
He's right.
Pippen felt like up until the last few minutes of Game 6 against the Jazz, it was just bash Scotty. He is not happy. Also, we mentioned this briefly, I think, yesterday. Horace Grant, we played the audio, disgusted, angry with Michael Jordan. And Sam Smith, who wrote The Jordan Rules, was on with Bomani Jones and called Jordan moronic for continuing to call Horace Grant a snitch over his book, The Jordan Rules.
This is such moronic thinking. I don't get how this keeps coming up. It's just alone the notion if you read the book. Like, people are quoted on the record. It doesn't say league sources. Bill Jackson is quoted. Michael Jordan's quoted. They're all quoted saying stuff all the time. You know, and Michael brings it up. And he brought it up because he doesn't like Horace. That's why he brought it up. Because Horace was the one who said, you know, hey, quit picking on guys. That was the interplay. I mean, I love that stuff. That was great stuff. You know, Horace enjoyed it too. But this notion of that none of this could have happened without Horace is so stupid. It just amazes me.
The one thing with Pippen, though, guys, I would tell you, go in with 1.8 seconds left. Get the surgery during the offseason. I'm telling you, you have those things on your resume. They didn't even have to mention him. And that's always going to be a black mark on his resume.
Yeah, it's true, because Jordan honestly didn't diss Pippen in the doc.
My feeling.
He did say, he let them put the part in where Jordan called up Phil Jackson. He's never going to get out from under that. And then he mentioned that he should have the surgery before. You know, he said, I didn't agree with Pip. I mean, he didn't exactly defend him.
No, but honestly, every negative feeling I have about Pippen from that Last Dance documentary is based on the facts, not something that somebody right. told me. It was the fact that he held out, the fact that he didn't go in into the game against the Knicks, the fact that he said he'd do it again.
That's
that
what
didn't come
got
from
him.
Somebody else. That came from him. So it was all the actual information, the stuff that we knew, and then him saying that he'd do it again. That's why he came across negative. Nothing that Jordan said or Krause said or Jackson said or anybody else.
Tell me this, though. When I say the name Scottie Pippen, what do you think of?
His ex-wife, Larsa.
Scottie Pippen. Now, Karl Malone was 23 on the ESPN list. Sorry, I made that up. He was 17.
You did.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February. He was 17 on that list.
Now that was slipshod the way you did that.
It was. I couldn't remember. RJ told me, and then I couldn't remember.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
You know the date. It is March 8th. No, it's not. It's May 8th.
Ohio State has put together some models.
Why?
Because they're showing the potential for having fans at games.
Okay.
With social distancing. They have different models. Now, normally, their stadium holds 100,000 people. And they think now they could get it from anywhere between 20 to 40 or 50,000 people in the stadium.
How is that possible?
It's not.
I heard 30,000. They thought they could have distancing. But here's what doesn't make sense. People have to use the bathroom. That's the whole thing with schools now, too. Are they going to have schools next year? Kids are going to have to use the bathroom.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm attempting to see my parents this weekend.
Mm.
We're meeting in Delaware. And I'm going to bring Bear. We're going to wear masks. But I haven't seen them in months. And so we're going to give it a shot to see each other in a distant way. But the bathroom thing is a real consideration because we're both going 2 hours each way.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out, I don't think rest stop bathrooms are open. Even if you decide you want to do it, you want to chance it, I don't know that you have the option anywhere.
No. I don't. There's so many different signals that are out there. Like, so we have to make a decision. Our kids go to a summer camp. So we didn't think they were going to have the camp. And it comes out that they are going to have the camp. And you have to make a decision whether or not to send them the money by next week. And that's a hard call. So Jody and I are going back and forth. And I said, well, all that we've done with the social distancing, and we've pretty much hermetically sealed this house and blah, blah, blah. I said, once the kids go out, the seal is broken. And then, you know, we're going back and forth. We don't know what to do. And then Governor Cuomo says today, I wouldn't send my kids to a camp. So why would I ask you to send your kids to a camp? I wouldn't advise it. I mean, but camps are opening, and the governor's saying that you shouldn't go.
Well, he was also doing it off the theme of the disease or the what is happening to these kids with the inflammatory thing. I think that's more
right. So that's a big part of it. Because for a while we thought that kids couldn't get it. Well, now kids do get sick from it, not at the same rate as adults. But if a kid does get it and doesn't have any kind of manifestations, and what if they're a spreader and they come home and then we get it. So I mean, you don't even know. It's so many different. It's amazing. Wear masks. Don't wear masks. Wear a mask. Then the other day it comes out, well, if you wear a mask, 75% of all viruses will be trapped. So it's effective. And then people say, well, don't wear masks. And then they don't wear masks. There has to be one rule.
But where's the evidence of not wearing a mask? Because Cuomo was talking about how the general population percentages are higher of testing positive than the front line. And the consensus seems to be because on the front line, you're wearing
Everyone's wearing masks.
You're wearing the gloves. You're protecting yourself.
My prediction, and I could not be more making this up, but Don, to your point, my prediction is we are going to find out that the masks were everything. They will see later the mask. You know why? Because I have common sense that's at least slightly higher than Bear's. And mine says that if there is a virus that is spread through droplets of water going into your orifices, doing anything, going like this with your hands cupping your mouth is better than walking around with your mouth open. It's just this thing that we have between our ears that if it works just slightly, it just allows you to want to protect yourself.
And I think the initial thing about not wearing masks was because there weren't enough masks for the people
100%
in hospitals.
I agree with
that. So they didn't want people to make a run
on
masks.
But why?
So I think they lied to everybody and said, you don't need masks because it doesn't help or hurt.
But why couldn't they tell us?
Because they wanted those masks.
But bandanas. Why didn't they say, bring a bandana, bring a t-shirt? Anything's better than nothing. It's not foolproof. It's not the same as a medically sealed mask. However, if you're going to be near people, have a bandana or a kerchief
starting
right now.
Here's why they might not have, Peter. I think the thing is ever changing. So today I was reading the CDC said you can't get it from food. You can't get it from food packaging. You don't have to wipe down your groceries. Well, we spent 3 months wiping down everything that we bring in here. And now they say you can't get it. You can only get it from human transmission.
Well, here's the ultimate question. Are we going to look back, and to Peter's point, where if we were just a little bit more responsible, that a lot of this would have never happened. Social distancing, but if we just washed our hands, if we just wore masks, from the very beginning, would we have just saved way more lives?
I think we would have.
When we go, and I think that's ultimately what's going to happen, because if one thing's been hammered home doing these shows for the last 50, going on 50 days now, has been that we're going to have to open before there's a vaccine. So we're just going to have to live with the social distancing and the masks and possibly gloves just moving forward. I think wearing a mask is going to be as common as the footage we'd always see of people in China. I think wearing a mask is going to be common.
Here's what I want to do tomorrow, if you guys would agree. I'm startled and befuddled by the people that refuse to wear masks. I don't get it. So I'd like to, because I respect everybody's opinion, even if they're idiots, I would like people to call in that refuse to wear a mask. I just want to know why. I would like to have a reasoned discussion on why you wouldn't wear a mask.
Do we have to wait till tomorrow?
Cool.
Can we do it next segment?
We can do it next segment. If there's somebody out there that refuses to wear a mask, I would just like to know why. I'd like a reason. I don't believe any of it. Well, if you don't believe any of it, then your head's in the sand. But I'd like to know why. That's all.
So you're saying they have to believe coronavirus exists. They can't simply be saying that they hate Mayor de Blasio or Governor Cuomo. They have to say, no, I know coronavirus exists. I still choose to not wear a mask when I leave the house.
Right. And I want to know why. Okay. There has to be a good reason, because there are people in our business that refuse to. I mean, they brag about it on Twitter. I will not wear a mask.
Even those people that believe that it's exaggerated, it's all of a way to bring down our government, all that, acknowledge that there is a segment of our population that's vulnerable. They admit that. And they say, well, then those are the people that should stay home. But we don't live in a vacuum. You wear the mask. Maybe you don't care about getting it, but it's possible that you could spread it to somebody that unfortunately has to be out, that might have diabetes or high blood pressure or be overweight, that can't just sit in the house. So if you believe things are going to be open, I think it's a very easy sacrifice to just still wear the mask. Even if you don't care about yourself, care about other people, you could still spread it to the people that can't afford to have it. Because even the truthers out there have to acknowledge that people do die from this. And just because you're old or have underlying symptoms doesn't make you expendable.
Perfectly said, Don. All right, let's end on something fun. Proposed rule change by Andrews Philadelphia Eagles. You guys probably both know this because you consume everything, but humor me. What do you think about this, which is supposedly being legitimately considered? The onside kick could be replaced with 1 4th and 15 play.
Well, hey there.
So instead of kicking an onside kick to get the ball back, you get to line up and have a 4th and 15 play. Teams would line up from their own 25-yard line and retain possession if they could convert the first down on 4th and 15. If they can't convert, the opposing team would take over from the spot of the dead ball.
Well, you got a better chance of getting the ball back. 4th and 15 is much more doable than an onside kick.
Much.
But an onside kick, at least you're advancing the ball from the line of scrimmage if you don't get the ball back. This way you're not. So there's a real penalty.
There is a real penalty.
On fourth and 15, unless you pick up 12 yards and then you take the ball there.
Yeah. I mean, it's great in theory, but the one X factor is those little ticky-tack defensive holds, those automatic first down defensive penalties, Peter, right? That just like, oh my God.
And you can't amend that, because if you said, well, on this play, there's no automatic first down for a defensive hold, you replay it, then the defense would do it intentionally if they needed to.
Right. So you can't afford to do it, right? Which then makes the fourth and 15 even more doable. Because can you really afford to have the tight coverage afraid of the pass interference? If you get beat at the line of scrimmage, can you afford to just throw your hand out and try to hold them up?
I might rather make it, I'm just spitballing, don't make fun of me. I might rather make it fourth and 20 from like the 35.
Yeah.
Because you're so right, Don. It's just such a hard, it's so hard for defenses. That is like, if you have a speedy receiver, they're terrified they're going to give this up. How likely is it that you give up the hold there? And then it's an automatic first down all the time.
That's all, like a turnover. You're giving them a possession because of a defensive hold.
You know what? Whenever anyone says defensive hold, you know what I think of?
What?
No. No, defensive holding. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Thursday evening in New York City.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.